This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now sitting next to Andy is the Vice President of Community Impact and Foundation. She is Renee Harvey, and this is your gig, is it not?
This is a gorgeous day. I'd love to call it my gig, but amazing team that is putting this event on today. Very fortunate.
You got a lot of folks walking around out here. How nice is this for the organization to get away from and I won't say away from Berea, but away from football and come out and do some things that really help A, the organization, B, the community?
Yeah, it is. I appreciate that question. It is nice always to take a little bit of a break, and it gives you a chance to unplug, but also to see how philanthropic and how community-minded our entire organization is. When you have 50 to 60 staff members out here, ownership, executive leadership, players, coaches, alumni, and then obviously all of our corporate partners that are out supporting, it's always good to come out and spend some time together to all for a great cause.
Renee, who's the starting quarterback going to be? I'm just kidding.
But I wasn't going to get those tough questions.
No, today. We don't ask any of those.
but if you know.
No, I always find it interesting, especially covering high school football and being around town, that how many times I'll walk into a stadium that has the Browns touch on it, and then we were just talking 16 new fields you guys have put in since, what, last?
Yeah, since Haslam's became, yeah. Haslam's became owners.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing.
They're extremely philanthropic, as hopefully everyone in this town knows, invested over $150
million. Wow.
And 16 fields across Northeast Ohio just broke ground at Collinwood Athletic Complex is number 16.
And these are all turf fields going into,
turf,
right?
Turf fields, yeah. A little tough in Northeast Ohio to do anything other than turf these days.
So,
but, yes.
Yeah, and it's not only, I mean, when you're putting the turf fields in, you're also helping out lacrosse, soccer, girls, flag football, which
Absolutely.
I know the Browns are behind right now too. So how do schools get involved in that? How do you pick the schools? How does that work?
That's a great question. So we do a couple of things. Obviously, our youth football team does a pretty extensive kind of fields assessment, trying to really gauge where the needs are across the community. We love it when it also pairs up with one of our Stay in the Game Attendance Network districts, which is pretty easy to do these days because we have 108 districts in Northeast Ohio that are part of that attendance initiative. But really looking to really pair where the need is, want to make sure that we're providing opportunities to all young people to play the sport, boys, girls, and really excited for those fields that keep getting installed and excited. Collinwood will be open and ready for games this fall.
Railroaders, ready to go.
It's always been interesting to me when people think of a professional sports franchise, NFL in particular. They think of a football team and competing and getting wins and losses and who's going to be playing defensive tackle and who's a quarterback. There's such a huge other aspect of this that often doesn't get the credit it deserves, but it gets plenty of attention, Renee. And how vital is that, not just to the Browns, but to the entire National Football League?
Yeah, I appreciate that because I think with the limited number of games we have, it's really easy to forget all of the work that goes into leading into games, but all of the important work as stewards of the community, stewards of this organization that we're giving back in our community. Obviously, teams are giving back in their local communities. And for us with the Haslams and Johnsons, extremely focused on having an impact. So obviously, sports organizations get a fair share of inquiries, but to make sure that we're really trying to be laser focused so we can drive drive change and be a catalyst for change is critically important to our ownership.
Renee, I know we've talked about it a little bit before, but stay in the game, how important it is to make sure these kids are staying in school. And then that you guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are kind of the model and kind of a forerunner for the rest of the NFL on this stay in the game. It's something you guys should really be proud of from the outside, just even the fact that I know that, you should be proud of that. And that how stay in the game kind of evolved and how important it is for our community.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So we started, the Browns started this work in 2015 with the Cleveland School District. Amazing to see. Obviously, in 2019, we officially launched what is now Stay in the Game Attendance Network. We're in 161 school districts across the state. We have, obviously, tremendous partners with the Department of Education Workforce, Proving Ground out of Harvard. And then Battelle is now our new network host because we grew so quickly we needed to make sure we had somebody that could handle those the day-to-day operations. We have Columbus Crew in Central Ohio supporting districts there, FC Cincinnati down in obviously Southern Ohio, rather. But you know, as you mentioned, we're seeing our districts improve their chronic absence at a greater clip than the rest of the state. And so it is working, and so I think that word of mouth is definitely getting out. We will always be focused, number one, on Ohio and making sure that, that moves the needle, but we are getting inquiries from other states, and so we're really seeing if we're set up in a way, which we believe we are, to be able to help other states and other regions take this on.
Is staying in the game a little bit, or do we get players in talking to these kids about
Absolutely.
How important it is to go to school and, you know, that these guys have what they have because they all had to come up through the education system.
Yeah, it really resonates with our players, our alumni. We have Cedric Tillman's our most recent ambassador that is really signed on to get involved in a deep way. Excited to have him. Obviously, a number of our players are either coming from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Families with educators or their parents and families instilled in them the importance of that discipline of going to school regularly. But, you know, the needs are vast for our districts that we're working with, primarily in your lower income communities where, you know, post-COVID, everything's been exacerbated, the mental health needs, but the basic needs, the needs are tremendous. And so we need a big compilation of partners to come together. But Ohio, the governor, and our state director, Dakin, have raised Ohio's hand to say we're going to reduce chronic absenteeism by 50% in 5 years, which is going to be extremely tough. We have 25% of our students who are still chronically absent. And what we know is that for students who are never chronically absent, they're three times more likely to graduate on time, 3.9% more likely to read on grade level by third grade. Those are key indicators to make sure we're tracking well.
Renee Harvey is joining us. She is the Vice President of Community Impact and Foundation for the Cleveland Browns. Along with the Browns, the Haslams own the Columbus Crew, part owners of the Milwaukee Bucks of the NBA. Does that impact your job, the work that you do in the community, because the crew does the same thing, the Bucks do the same thing? Do you collaborate with them on anything?
Yeah, great question. Probably a little bit closer with the crew in terms of their community programming structure, very similar to what we have with the Browns, where I think you're starting to see a little bit of a trend, at least in the NFL, where a few more teams are starting to get really, really narrowed on one cause and go incredibly deep. I know the Colts do that, the Bills have done that, but really excited that that's the same model with the crew, because I think that's where you can really galvanize your resources and see the impact that we're starting to see here. Milwaukee Bucks, they've been tremendous colleagues, and so their focus is a little bit different than ours, but certainly learning and collaborating and sharing best ideas and practices with one another, for sure.
That's cool.
This is just off the top of my head, so just hopefully you have an answer for this. But with the new expansion of the cross-country campus, is there opportunity to, like, bring in some of these high school teams? And because you're building another field in there, and so for the foundation, will the foundation be able to kind of, you know, be able to use the new campus? Because it's going to be way more accessible, I think.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful to have that in our backyard and really have 365 access to that. And so that has really been a pivotal part of the development of the entire campus, is making sure we have that for community use.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I know, like, the trips that we made to Minnesota were – whether they were in the old dome or where they are now, that they are just so community active and getting kids teams in and giving kids the opportunity to do that. And then it just kind of hit me. I'm like, wow, you got this field here. Then maybe we could see high school games there on Friday night or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing it out there. But
that is definitely part of the goal, and made sure that the seating has the right capacity. And I think when we are seeing the participation growth that we're seeing in flag football and tackle football, it's exciting to see in Northeast Ohio. And then obviously with our goal to add girls high school flag as a sanctioned sport in the coming years.
How's that going? I know I've talked to Jenner about that a couple times.
Yes.
But I mean, there was a lot of hoopla the last couple of weeks about it. You know, you got state championships, and it seems like the Ohio High School Athletic Association is on board with wanting to push this a little bit farther too.
Yeah, we're starting to get more and more support. Obviously in this with the Bengals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame have been tremendous supporters of this as well. Our youth football department is doing an incredible job. Hannah Lee leads the charge there, doing amazing work. Started a couple years ago, about 5 years ago, with two teams. Had 88 teams this last year, so it is growing. And I know she continues to get inquiries about more teams, and obviously a lot of push from the NFL, and want to see more and more states sanction girls flag football.
And with the Olympics, too, it doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Renee Harvey joining us, Vice President, Community Impact and Foundation for the Browns. We know when the football season starts, you know, early September, here we go. We know when the off-season program clicks and all that stuff. Do you have a season? Is it 12 months
a
year?
That's a great question.
I'm full of great questions.
You take vacation?
Are, right?
Well, I'm kind of wondering, is your focus, you know, does it go along with the football schedule, or is it 24 hours a day, 12 months a year?
No, I love that. I love that question. We so obviously our education follows the school year. But our youth football programming really ramps up spring and summer for all of the camps and clinics and all of the football fields that we install. They go back every year and do a Legends Clinic. So there is activity that goes kind of spring all the way through the end of the high school football season. So that really ramps up. And then the work we're doing in economic advancement and equitable opportunities, that really spans the entire year. No downtime.
You're busy.
That's the way we like it. That's the way we like it.
So even though you're working and you're out here at the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing, you're on a golf course. Maybe a 24-hour break. Yeah,
that's not a bad day.
Not a bad way to
talk
go.
About and reflect on the impact this organization and players and ownership get to have.
That's awesome. Well, it's great to have you with us. Congratulations on the day today. And everything that happens today benefits the foundation, benefits the organization, and ultimately benefits people in Northeast Ohio.
Absolutely. Appreciate your support.
Thank you, Renee. We appreciate it.
Renee Harvey joining us right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.